Now, the Herat region of western Afghanistan is renowned for its traditional glass blowing. It dates back centuries and has long been a draw for tourists. But just two glass blowing companies are left in Herat, and they're calling for government support.
My name is Ghulam Saki, and I'm one of the glass blowers here in Herat. I've been practicing for 40 years. All the artists here are unemployed. One of them has become a labourer, other rents out his wheelbarrow. Our art and our skills are vanishing. No one is paying attention to us. No one is saving us, especially me. I am disabled. This art form doesn't provide an income right now. We can't benefit from these skills because our country isn't safe, so tourists don't visit and place orders from us. Previously, there were 5 kilns, but now there are only 2. We only turn one on if we have an order or someone asks us to turn it on. The kiln is very expensive to operate, so we can't turn it on every day and work because we don't have any orders. If we make things from glass that are left here, no one buys them. Under the previous regime, it was better. Foreigners and tourists would come and buy from us. But now, with the Taliban, there are no foreigners here. We only turn on this kiln every 2 to 3 months. As you know, the economic situation is not good and people are worried. Many people in Herat wonder why we buy glass to make decorations when we could be buying other things for ourselves, like food and clothes. For this reason, the glass blowing industry is struggling and vanishing.